From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. NPR is projecting that Hillary Clinton will win tonight's Pennsylvania primary. It's a must-win for Clinton. Barack Obama leads in the delegate count for the Democratic presidential nomination.
The contest has been a long and sometimes nasty one in Pennsylvania. Clinton started with a wide lead, but Obama spent heavily on television ads in the final weeks. We're going to turn now to our reporters who've been following the campaigns all year, and we're going to start with NPR's David Green, who is at Hillary Clinton Election Night headquarters in Philadelphia. David, it sounds like the party has begun. Hello, David.
The party did just begin, Melissa, and, you know, I'll tell you, hello, can you guys
hear
me?
We can hear you, yes, thanks.
Okay. The party just started here. It was funny. CNN is the network of choice in this ballroom, and they called the race a little later than some of the other networks. So while we had called the race for Hillary Clinton, some other networks, this place was really quiet and kind of dead. But CNN has just said that they're projecting Hillary Clinton the winner, and that the place has erupted. And I think it's going to stay that way for a while here.
And any projection of when Hillary Clinton might come out to speak to her supporters there?
Not yet. She's flying back to Washington tonight, so it doesn't sound like she's going to wait too long to come out. But no definite prediction for when we'll see her yet. She was talking earlier in the day, Melissa. She spoke to us and was feeling very.
And we seem to have lost our connection with David Green.
Going and this was.
David Green is cutting in and out. We're going to go now to Don Gagne, who's with the Obama campaign in Indiana.
Yeah, Don is joining us from Obama's election night rally at Roberts Municipal Stadium in Evansville, Indiana. Indiana, of course, coming up. How is the Obama campaign describing this result in Pennsylvania today, Don?
Well, I can tell you right now the Obama campaign is airborne on its way here to Evansville from Philadelphia, where the senator was today. But here is what they were saying before this result came in today. They were putting Pennsylvania in context, saying, listen, it is one state. Everybody's been putting so much on Pennsylvania as this big contest that could decide things. They say it's one step along the way to the nomination, and they are reminding people that Barack Obama has won, they say, twice as many states, and that he has a very, very substantial lead, both in popular vote, but also a sizable lead in delegates, and that will remain the case after tonight. So we haven't heard that since the polls closed, but I can tell you that's what we'll hear from them when they arrive here in Evansville.
The fact that you were in Indiana awaiting Senator Obama suggests they put a lot of store by that primary result.
Indeed, and they knew they weren't going to have a big victory party in Pennsylvania, so why not move on to the next state? Again, Indiana is one of those states. Again, it's coming up, May 6th, and again, one of those states where there's some time for the candidates to come and to work it, and it's a state where you can feel the enthusiasm for this because they didn't think they were going to really matter coming this late in the process. So I think we're going to see a very intense couple of weeks, and polls show this state could go either way.
NPR's Don Gagne speaking to us from Evansville, Indiana. Thanks, Don.
All right. Thank you.